are listening to Gavin's Den on the Bake. That was Robin DiLorenzo, Shaking Ground. I like that tune.
Yeah, it sounded good.
It did sound good. Good stuff right there from Robin. So, number to call in, should you choose, is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. So we haven't done this in a little while. You know, the Nazis haven't been in the news for a long time, but that could be because they got wiped out in the 40s. But but every so often, the Nazis do make the news, and we think we should bring it to your attention. So we haven't done this in a while. A little Nazi theme music. Here we go.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
No, you're not dismissed. Don't go anywhere. Heartwarming, the stuff we do.
Before we even start with this segment, I have to say that as a partially German extraction person, this is racist.
What?
It's a disclaimer right off the top.
What? The story isn't racist.
I know, I'm kidding.
Huh. All right. That's what humor from you sounds like. Good. All right, so here we go. In the final days of World War II, as the Soviet army closed in on the Third Reich from the east, a train full of gold!
Gold!
It's my favorite type. Was it a rock train? Is that like what AC/DC was riding?
Riding off the track.
Train full of gold, gems, and other Nazi loot was hidden in a secret underground tunnel near the present-day Polish city of Wolbrich. 72 years later, a deathbed confession may provide the key clue to finding it. Poland's deputy culture minister, Piotr Żukowski, said authorities were led to a spot by an unnamed individual and that images obtained from the ground-penetrating radar have left them 99% convinced that the treasure train has been located. The train is 100 meters long and is protected. Wouldn't you like something 100 meters long and protected, Pippi Alex?
I started fanning myself immediately upon reading that.
I'm getting the vapors over this train.
Oh, my, and you say it's made of gold.
Gold.
Ooh. Oh, my.
He continues, the fact that it's armored indicates it has special cargo.
I'll bet.
He added, we do not know what's inside the train, probably military equipment, but also possibly jewelry, works of art, and archive documents. Because remember, the Nazis, they took all the possessions of the Jewish people, the gold, the art, and everything. They plundered the museums.
Yes.
In France and Poland and wherever else, Austria, wherever they went. So, unlike ISIS, who just blows everything up.
Yeah.
Right, right.
You know, ISIS, oh, wow, that's been around 3,000 years. You shan't be needing that anymore.
Yeah, that's old. Make way for new.
Bunch of douches.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, they're ISIS.
It's kind of what they do. It said so on the calling card. You'd be disappointed if they weren't.
I know. Right? You expect nothing less.
Those ISIS chaps are. I think they're losing their edge. I saw that they hung the Mona Lisa this week.
There was one. I was watching this thing on Hitler. And
of course you were. You know,
but it was like I guess he was like his cousin he liked or something like that, and he was like hitting her and stuff like that. I go, what a douchebag! I'm like, I caught myself. I go, well, it's Hitler. What do you expect? You wouldn't expect that he's a douchebag.
A douchebag is our middle name. Yeah.
So the BBC reports that Żukowski said the information about the train's location name in a deathbed confession from a person involved in concealing it. He also issued an appeal for any further investigations to be put on hold until we have finished the necessary official procedures relating to securing the site. The Daily Beast noted, the buzz began this month when two unidentified men, a Pole, I think that's a man, and a German, claimed to have found the story train. They contacted authorities in Wolbrzyk via a law firm, but refused to reveal the train's exact location until they were guaranteed 10% of the value of what's inside.
Hmm.
The news struck a chord with many others who have long sought to find the train. With its complex network underground of tunnels designed by the Nazis, the surrounding hills of Lower Silesia have plenty of space to hide a train, even one 100 meters long.
Wow.
Although Żukowski would not reveal the location of the find, he said he personally hoped that would bring to light looted art and Nazi archives. The BBC reports, adding that he also reiterated warnings to treasure hunters that it may be booby-trapped.
Oh, great.
This is just like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah, and that train is definitely booby-trapped.
Yeah, or it's like Raiders of the Lost Ark or Geraldo.
Yes. Right. Well, I mean, do you think if they open this up, because Geraldo Rivera wanted to open up Al Capone's vault,
yes,
in the 80s,
nothing,
and all of us old
Coke
people.
Bottle.
You guys, you jumped the...
I'm sorry.
You guys do not know how to do this at all. There's no point in setting something up if you're going to just jump to the conclusion.
Sorry.
I didn't say anything.
You said nothing at all. She said Coke bottles. You both did.
Oh, well, but
that's the whole point of the analogy.
Well, yes. When you hear something that's been history for 20 years, what are you supposed to go, oh, tell us?
But not everybody knows or remembers. You kind of set it up.
Okay.
I don't have to anymore.
No.
It was a big zilch.
Yes. Don't look at me when you say that.
Well, if the number fits. So I have never heard of this money train before.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did Lindbergh make it? Since we're talking about things.
No.
Don't spoil the ending.
Yeah. You spoiled the surprise.
No, I had never heard of this train either.
Nor had I.
And why didn't we?
Well, we don't live there.
No, I know, but
I guess they wanted to keep it from us.
Everybody knew but us. What, they, what?
The three of them are not to know where the train is hidden. Do not let them know. Nine. They will find out in 2015, and we will learn to surprise, because the dump cops will not let Devin say what the prize is. And Lindbergh did make it.
Spoiler alert.
I like how Joe started off strong and then just tried to save his other two zeros with that and sunk himself at the same time.
Trying to bring my little chicks home.
Those chicks just got run over crossing the road, stupid. I'm kind of torn because the guys who found it said they want to get 10%.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are other people's property. I mean, you know, this family's still alive, that's their property.
Yes, yes.
I mean, so in my mind, I'm like, well, I don't know if you should get 10% of that. I think you should get 10% of the Nazi artifacts. You know, like the monetary value for that, the weapons and the historical stuff. You want to get 10% of that. But I don't know if you should really get it at stuff that was stolen out of a museum.
If it was stolen out of a museum, whatever the archive that was stolen out of a museum has to go back to those museums.
Right, but these guys won 10% of the worth. And the same thing, they plundered Jewish families. They took all their gold and jewels and all their artwork, too. I mean, that should go back to the families if those families are still alive.
Just like the banks and the insurance companies did.
But with the 10%, they're probably...
It's the VIG.
They're feeling... Yeah, that's the VIG. They're feeling as well. You wouldn't have found a damn thing if it wasn't for us.
How do you hide a train?
It's amazing that they have that many tunnels that they can hide a train that big in there.
Nobody ever said, you know what? There's probably tunnels here. We should look.
No, yeah. You bring the train in, you dynamite it, you mine it, and then you just bury it.
Oh, you mean dynamite the rest of the tunnel?
Yeah, the rest of the tunnel. So
I'm thinking dynamite the
entrances.
The train.
Dynamite the entrances.
So you think that they should get some of the...
Being the devil's advocate for them, I mean...
He welcomes it.
Yeah. I would say their position on it is, hey, you know what? We found it. If it was... you'll get your...
I know their position. I'm asking you what you think.
On that, I don't think it's right.
Okay. So then we all agree on that.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right at all.
I don't think they're big fans of Jews or museums.
Maybe not. Yes. Yeah, and that was the Nazi platform too.
And I think it's what you brought up. And I think it's what you brought up. It's not. I mean, it is 70 years ago. However, there are families still around. I mean, if it was the ancient Egyptian things, you know, you go, all right, look, that's been centuries old. But this, there's still people that still have a connection to this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, let's say somebody hides a car. You have your car. And you got, like, Christmas presents and stuff in there. And the thing gets stolen. They find it in Newark. And the guys that find it, what
is
are they
going to
do?
Is that where the AC/DC t-shirts go to? Yeah. Were they in the trunk of this car?
With presents and AC/DC t-shirt. And the guy goes, I know where your car is. Give me 10%. No.
You would pay it, though. You would pay it.
Yeah, for
if
your car.
If it meant not getting your car back or your AC/DC concert t-shirts, you'd pay it.
Is it right?
It's not right.
It says the same thing.
But you would do it.
Yeah.
But I think there's more laws that... I would think there's laws that dictate, you know, property of the government.
Well, I mean, is it government property?
Well, I would think the stuff in museums is.
A lot of the times that things in museums are lent to the museum by the people who actually own it.
Well, then it's private property.
Yeah. Oh.
But whoever at the time that it was stolen,
mm-hmm.
you know, if it was a certain museum and somebody lent it to them,
yes.
and it was stolen, the person that lent it to the museum would have first claim on it, even though it was at the museum.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but this is, it's stolen property. The whole damn thing is stolen property, with the exception of what he said of the train itself and any military items on it. Everything else on that damn thing is stolen.
But sometimes when things are stolen, people do offer rewards for its return. I mean, this isn't the case that somebody had knew that somebody had it in the train, of course, because we don't even know what's in that train. But I mean, if somebody stole the Mona Lisa, they're going to offer a reward, no?
No, you'd probably go to jail.
Well, yes, if you were the one who stole it. But if you were the one who found it, like,
I don't know if they would offer a reward for that.
You don't?
I don't know if they would. Because it kind of rewards bad behavior. Who's to say that this guy didn't steal and now collecting the reward?
I mean, like, the Mona Lisa, in fact, was stolen at one point,
right,
and it was returned.
Now, I don't think these guys that found the train are the one. Well, although the deathbed guy was part of it, but the people who have come forward, maybe he's related to the deathbed person, and so this is how he could get money. That's why he was told. I mean, who knows? There's things we don't know.
Right, right.
That makes it hard. I do think it was really cool when they say booby traps. I think everything's cooler with booby traps.
Yes, absolutely.
Unless you're the guy that's got to go get the shit.
unless you're the expendable crew member in the red
shirt. The
train
is booby trapped. That's cool. Davin, you'll be going to get the stuff. That stinks.
Yeah, but
suddenly this isn't cool anymore.
But I'm not that guy. Yeah. So it's still cool.
You're the first guy with the flashlight in.
I'll nominate you. Stupid will go.
Oh, you're nominating yourself.
That's so what you done there.
Yeah, yes. I did it well. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I might add. I'm a little surprised that things that have gone missing in the 20th century we still haven't found. But we haven't found Amelia Earhart's plane either.
Right.
But that's in the ocean. This is on the ground. This is like on a major continent. I'm a little surprised we haven't been able to find a train.
Yeah. Well, who knew that there were the... I mean, I knew that the Nazis have built all kinds of, infrastructure that we don't even probably know about it. But they kept meticulous records, too.
Well, they had the Jewish accountants do that before they killed them.
Yes. Yeah.
Not a joke.
No, they did.
I know. I'm not...
Well, you laughed.
But it's just like, horrible.
Listen, even the racist Germans knew, you know what? Jews are good with numbers. And they didn't have any access to the Asians because they were flying bombing us. So, you know, you take what you can.
Well, Tom says, fuck it, I'll do it. But if I make it, I keep whatever's in there. Mercenary.
All right, Tom, go right over. Let us know how that works out for you.
Lisa wants to know, is it MH370, that plane that went missing?
Yeah, but that was in the ocean.
Yeah, I know. It is. But actually, we don't know where that is either. So.
Well, they found a part of it.
But they
can't confirm that it's that part, although there's only one Boeing that's missing.
Yeah.
They can't confirm because they don't have the specific numbers on
I
that
thought
fragment.
They did.
No, not yet. Mm. Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the Nazis took down that plane.
Yes, they did. Yes.
I'll tell you what. When I'm president, I'm going to find every planes. I found them before. I'm going to find bigger planes and better planes. How am I going to find it? I'm not going to tell you, but it's going to be terrific the way I find it.
Okay.
Trump 2016. Woo! I was like, it makes me feel good, yes.
No, well, it's better than the person that killed people in Benghazi and that's hiding stuff on a computer that's running. Yeah, she's no, you know, there's
she
no
didn't kill people in Benghazi.
She was responsible for it.
We're not getting into this, but they've done many congressional hearings that said no, but okay.
No, she's responsible for it, and there is information on it.
Okay, I guess the congressional hearings run by the Republicans didn't want to find that information.
No. We'll see. But nonetheless, are you going to trust somebody? He's no worse than any of them.
Well, I don't want her either.
No.
No.
I didn't say I wanted Hillary. When have I ever said, woo, it's Hillary time? You haven't heard me say that. I don't want that either. I don't trust her. I don't trust it. I don't trust him either.
No.
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 Anyway, we move on. I should run.
Yeah, please. Away.
You would vote for me.
Well, it depends
on the first. The first thing I do, we build an amendment. No memes. That's the first thing. The memes go bye-bye. That's my platform.
What is the last number of the last amendment? Do either of you know?
No.
I don't know.
Chuck or Tom will find it.
Yeah, there's your homework assignment. Yeah.
He needs us to provide work for him.
I know. He likes to do the research, though.
What?
He likes to do the research.
So, what's a worse train ride? The A train during rush hour traffic or the lost Nazi train full of jewels? Which is a worse train ride?
As a human?
Yeah.
not as the cargo?
If it's a Nazi train, it's one and the same.
I don't think that the stuff in the Nazi train is going to smell as bad as the A train during rush hour.
So you say A train?
Yeah.
I'm going A train too.
Now, the A train gets to where it's supposed to go.
But do you really want to go there?
Presumably, I'm going home. I mean, I hope.
Thank you, Tom. He said there are 27 amendments.
I knew it was in the 20s. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
But Donald Trump would like to get rid of the citizenship amendment, so there might be 26. We'll find out.
Lisa, by the way, said that you would be better a candidate than Kanye.
I would be, but he's not running this year. He's running 2020.
Oh, okay.
You know. I would love to hear those speeches. All right. Well, so here's the thing. Much like this train went missing, other things go missing. Are you guys familiar with Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yes.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
You mean Ringo?
What?
Ringo does the voice for Thomas the Tank.
No, so is George Carlin.
Oh, does he?
George Carlin does the voiceovers.
Okay.
He did it for a few years.
Well, I think he hung it up.
He's not doing it now. But
yeah, no.
But for a while, George Carlin was the voice. Because some of the times the Thomas the Tank Engine trains speak to each other, and sometimes there's the voiceover one.
Right.
So there's a missing episode. We found it. It's Thomas the Tank Engine encounters the missing Nazi train.
Oh, this should be good.
This is from George Carlin. This is the George Carlin period when Carlin was doing the voiceover. So this was meant for kids, but for some reason it never aired.
Huh.
I don't know why that would be.
Usually Nazis are big with kids.
Everybody likes a costume. So this is that. Thomas the Tank Engine meets the Nazi train.
Today, Thomas the Tank Engine's adventures take us to Poland. It was amazing what he found. Why is he in Poland? Well, he wanted to see if Polish people were as stupid as they were portrayed in jokes. Well, Tommy was just trudging along there one day when he heard a yell from a cave. Hello! Hello! Tommy was curious. This isn't even a cave. It's a tunnel. Hello, can anybody hear me? Tommy thought to himself, boy, this voice sounds familiar. Hello, is that you, Tommy? Tommy turned and yelled, yes, it is. Hans, is that you? Yes, it is me. I'm stuck in a tunnel with millions of bars of gold and very chewy stuff. Tommy was intrigued. Chewy stuff? I love chewy stuff. Is it chocolate and caramel? No, I said chewy, like Jews. Tommy was confused. He didn't know Hans to be a Nazi, so he decided to investigate. He hooked up his bumper and pulled out Hans, and he saw a bunch of swastikas on the side of the train. Hans, how come you have swastikas on the side of your train? Oh, is that what they are? I thought they were just a neat design. Well, they're neat, but they're really not, I don't know, kosher? Well, wait till you see what's inside. It is very kosher. Tommy started to worry. Hey, Hans, what is in that train? Well, I got bars of gold. I got designer lamps. Designer lamps? Well, I guess I could always bring home a nice little souvenir from Poland. I also have some tables. I don't know what the legs are made of. They look like real legs. Hey, that's not funny. It wasn't meant to be funny. It was intentional. Tommy heard a little chuckle in Hans' voice. Hey, how did you wind up in this tunnel? Well, I made my first Reich, and then I made my second Reich, and the third Reich is where I went wrong. I'll say the third Reich was really wrong. No self-respecting guinea would ever wind up in a tunnel. But you're not Italian. I know. Hey, Hans, are you part Polish? Well, I hate to admit it, but yes. Well, that explains it. Well, maybe Polish people are as stupid as they're portrayed. Hey, listen, Hans, give me a designer lamp, a table with those beautiful legs, and I'll take, what's that? Oh, those are the armchairs. I should have guessed. Well, how much do you want for these fine Jewy items that you gave me? What do you mean? Holocaust? No, I said, how much does it cost? Holocaust? You can stop that any time now, Hans. It's not funny. But it was nice seeing you again, I think. Tommy left his friend Hans with a heavy heart. Not only did he find out he's a dumb Polak, just like the rest of them, but he's a Nazi. I guess that was something he did not see coming. Pun intended. Tune in next time to Thomas the Tank Engine when he goes to England in search of the mysterious English dentist.
So there you go. That one that one never made the air. I don't know why.
Our Trucker Tom's only comment in the chat when it started was, "Oh dear God."
Hey, I warned everybody. I warned everybody.
Yes, you did. Oh, Carol, I'm so sorry about the poll on comments.
Really, the Jew stuff was fine, but
that was okay. Oh, Tom posted a meme, a picture of Jesus face palming and saying, "Well, time to flood the earth again."
You're welcome.
Oh dear God.
So what are your thoughts on that?
I thought he was going to find something chewy. Nougat.
Very interesting.
That's all you got. Very interesting.
Well, I came up with this awful thought.
No, George Carlin did from Beyond.
Well, I pass. There's only one person who I know who does a good George Carlin.
Yeah.
Paul Bond. Yeah. Paul Bond, who used to do airstick productions for the old Opie and Anthony show, when that was a thing and creating all sorts of problems. So this is all Paul Bond. This was my terrible idea or brilliant idea, depending on. Paul's wonderful work.
Wow. Wow. Pulled his friend Hans out of the tunnel.
Joe's kind of speechless right now.
Yeah. He's like, there's nothing I can say that's going to be good.
Yeah. Too much, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe's shaking. We say terrible things all the time.
Oh, God, that's so awful.
It really was.
The armchair line. Oh, that's awful. That's terrible.
Yeah, I don't write them. I present the terrible ideas and let the artistes do what they want.
I like that. It's like, that's not funny. It wasn't supposed to be.
It wasn't supposed to be.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, Hans needs to be blown up. He's a bad, bad train.
Well, what do you know? You think Hans is going to be a good train? You're stealing good stuff and everything, and you know he probably had Jews on it at one point. Now he's got golden munitions.
Yeah. Bad train, bad.
Bad train.
Joe's shaking. I like it.
I know.
Joe doesn't know what to do with such a thing.
We're going off the rails on the Jewish train.
Sure, we ruined somebody's childhood with that.
Yes. Yeah, really. Yeah, sorry.
I don't know why that episode never made it.
I don't know. I guess a censor's got a hold of that with the Bugs Bunny Nazi comic, you know, cartoons.
And the Donald Duck ones.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They were all...
You know, it's just something about kid shows and Nazis. They seem to go hand in hand.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to teach.
It's a teachable moment? Is that what it is?
Moments.
Yeah. You know what? The SpongeBob Nazi episode didn't air either.
It didn't.
No.
How'd that one go, Pip? Go on. tell us how you envision that one playing out.
Who's going to take over the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. Who is a Nazi? SpongeBob
SquarePants.
Hey, SpongeBob. What are you putting in that cave? I'm putting Jews in, Squiggly.
Squiggly.
Squiggly. Was that Squiggly? Isn't it?
Patrick is his friend. Who's
Patrick,
the first?
That's Patrick.
And then there's
Squidward.
Squidward.
Squidward. Yeah. Squidward.
Squiggly.
Squiggly.
Like he's been drinking and all of a sudden things are looking squiggly.
He's still so shell-shocked from what we just listened to. Trucker Tom's joining in and with the awful, saying, "Two Jews walk into a shower." Oh, God, we're all going to hell.
Really? From
yes.
Truckerless Tom?
No, I know.
See, Tom's back.
Yeah, I know. Tom's totally back.
Yeah, this is the type of Tom we've grown to know and love. Not sensitive panties Tom. This is the Tom I like. the pure evil Tom.
Yes.
This is much better. This is the Tom I like to recall.
Oh, yes, me too.
We don't want sensitive Tom.
And Joe's girl jumped right in with Squidward. How much SpongeBob do you watch there, Joe's girl? Well. You jumped right in.
Joe's like, well, it's quite a bit, actually.
So now I'm wondering how they're going to go about with this thing that's booby-trapped. How are they going to go about getting in there?
Damn carefully.
Yeah.
I mean, just going to walk in.
Bomb squad?
They'll probably have ways of testing. They probably know what to look for and everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have, like, metal detector. I don't know how exactly, but I'm sure they're going to do it.
Certainly not on a live special.
I wish they would.
Mm. I know.
That'd be the best special ever. And it's all Polish people, too, so you know somebody's going to die.
Wow.
Somebody's just going to walk right in. I don't see a problem. Get, like, an arrow right through the head.
Now, I wonder if that tunnel, like, I'm sure they have to get into the tunnel, but I wonder if, like, the train is covered in dirt or there's just a tunnel, a pristine tunnel that this thing is sitting in.
Have to ask Hans.
Yeah.
Hans would know.
Yeah, Hans would know.
Hans would know.
Yeah, he would know if it was a tight fit or not.
Yeah. All right. So when we that's enough of that.
I feel dirty.
Why?
Why do you think?
We haven't done something like that in a while.
No, we haven't, but I usually...
But it's not unheard of for us to do something like that.
Actually, it's probably not smart for me to get into a shower right now. Oh, to stay dirty.
Oh. See?
You keep a dirty girl.
Lisa said she's... I said we're all going to hell here, and Lisa said, I'm leading the parade.
Hey, funny's funny. And we would all have loved to have seen that episode. Yeah, Hans has a little Hitler mustache with an all-white face.
Terrible.
Red swastikas on his, like, gray coat and everything, like the gray train coat and everything.
Oh, man.
What?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. That's completely fine. Swastikas.
Well, this is what happens when Thomas leaves Sodor. Sodor's a nice little island.
Oh, I don't know that.
That's where all the episodes usually are on the island of Sodor.
Oh, okay.
But this time he was in Poland.
So I don't have children, so I don't watch children's shows.
Oh, no,
shows.
I just watched this for myself.
Oh, I knew that.
No, the daughter loved Thomas for a while. The daughter loved everything Thomas. Not this episode.
Yeah, no. But no, probably not. Yes. Being Jewish and all, that was probably not her favorite episode.
No. But we're going to take our last break of the evening because... We're going to wrap, put a bow up on Belinda and the many incarnations of her and say, fare thee well. So we're going to do that.
Lisa joins me in being a little sad to say goodbye to our African friend.
It's been three damn years. There's only so much.
Yeah. I know. Yes.
She's given all she can give. She's been a trooper.
But there'll be plenty more in the iHeart clips, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Yeah. It lives on forever. It I listen to those iHeart clips. I go, God, that was funny.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
She's the gift that keeps giving.
She was. But right now we're going to hear about our affiliates, of course, and we're going to hear somewhat more of Paul Bond's comedy on the break. And we'll be back with Scamming Scammers, and if we can get to it in time, we'll try to do a little Ann Jackson as well. You are listening to Davins, and we'll be back right after this.
HawkRadio.com. TuneIn.com. HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com. And TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
They found the Malaysian airplane. They found one of the Asian airplanes. That